Farmington City Administrator Greg Beavers alongside. He also spoke at the October Farmington Regional Chamber of Commerce meeting, gave a State of the City report. And Greg, we're kind of transitioning from one fiscal year to the other. So let's look back at the year so far, 2019 in Farmington. Was it a good year?
It was. You know, we completed a lot of work around town that people don't always see, but it impacts their life every day, which is, you know, a lot of sanitary sewer work. We paved about 8% of our road network in town, and we have 89 miles of road that we have to maintain. So we had a, you know, large percentage of that out in the neighborhoods that we're taking care of. We started some new programs this past year. We added employees to our fire department so that we can provide better coverage around the clock our response time and those things for medical calls. We've included additional school resource officer at the school district. So we have three people with the help of the school district. They help fund part of that, but we have three officers dedicated full-time now just to the school district. Just lots of good work completed around town. You know, we ended the year with good cash balances and good, you know, a good financial position for the city going into 2020. We're not undertaking a lot of major projects except for on the road, finishing up some more sewer work and those things. But we will end again this year with very strong fund balances at the end of 2020.
I touched on this with Mayor Forsyth. It's not just this year that you want to concern yourself with. You want to build a foundation for a strong future.
We do. We have some sales taxes that will expire in 2021. The intention right now is to put those two taxes on the ballot for renewal for at least another 10-year period on April 7th of 2020 to ensure that we have the continued funding to make street improvements and improvements in our parks facilities and stormwater facilities.
How big is the budget in Farmington?
It's about $42 million a year, typically, on our operating budget. We will go over $50 million in some years if we borrowed money for major capital projects and things, but all in all, our operating budget's about $42 million a year. Largest cost we have for the city is paying for wholesale electric, which is about $18 million a year in rough numbers. Comes off the top of that just to pay for the wholesale energy that we redistribute.
And Greg, people probably don't realize just how many employees, in addition that you have, that Farmington, as a city government unit, has to be one of the biggest employers around.
Well, we're pretty substantial. We have 142 full-time employees on the books right now. We have two vacant full-time positions that we're trying to fill. And then we have, you know, upwards of 160 part-time employees and seasonal employees through the year. And a lot of that employment, of course, is for young people that are looking for summer jobs or part-time work in our parks and recreations facilities. So, yeah, we are impactful that way. Our total payroll budget is about $9 million a year for payroll and benefits for our employees.
By the way, tell us about this ice skating rink.
Well, the Tourism Board has committed to an ice skating rink to have set up seasonally. It's not real ice, but it functions like ice. The plan right now is to set it up on a parking lot at our library. It's roughly 110 feet by 55 feet in width, so it's a substantial size. And we're going to set it up through the winter months. We've leased it this year. Depending on how this year goes, the board is going to entertain the option of purchasing that ice skating rink so that we have it every year as another attractor for Farmington.
Folks will find that exciting. You're hoping, I guess, that'll be kind of a regional draw?
Well, we hope. You know, we hope that, you know, obviously that our local kids use it as part of our Parks and Recreations program, but we have so many wonderful Christmas activities in downtown Farmington and wintertime activities and have some fantastic shops and things downtown and just a real charming atmosphere. So we want to add to that and encourage people through those winter months to get out downtown Farmington and keep strengthening our economy.
By the way, before we let you go, it's been about a month now. Looking back at Blues Brews and Barbecue, was everything thumbs up?
You know, it seemed to be. The Tourism Board sponsors is a major sponsor of that event, as well as some private sponsors that we have. Cars Family Dental was a huge sponsor of that this year. It's a new event. This was our second year. There's a committee of the Downtown Development Association that actually organizes the event, and of course the city has to support it on some levels. I think it was a fantastic event. There were really no problems to report beyond what you typically will have, you know, when you've got a large gathering of people. And all reports I heard were fantastic. I think there was a tremendous amount of excitement for the event. and we're looking forward to putting it together next year.
Final bottom line question, Farmington's in good shape?
Farmington's in good shape. You know, we have challenges out there like we always do with any kind of organization. We have a lot of the same challenges that local businesses have, one of those being recruiting employees when we need employees. That's always difficult. We have to manage the financial resources and keep a watchful eye on that, because if you don't take care of that main component of your operations, you can't even discuss doing anything else. But you look around Farmington as a community in general, we have, you know, a strong school district, we've got strong local government agencies, we've got strong community organizations, we've got strong religious organizations. All the pieces are there for greatness, so we expect nothing but good things.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that's Farmington City Administrator Greg Beavers.